Thank you for being here. Welcome to the Traveler Reset Sanctify series. We are connecting with industry experts on the return to travel, how we're restoring travel confidence, and how we're redefining healthy travel in 2021 and beyond. My name is Sarah Caracone, the Chief Creative Wellness Officer and Travel Wellness Agent with Sanctify. Sanctify is a global leader in travel wellness. They are your first class ticket to well-being in travel internationally, globally, that will get you access to exclusive content and insider tips, as well as access to facilities. So today in our series, I have the joy to connect with John Ayo, who is a motivational speaker, in my opinion, an expert in business travel. For how many years you've been doing this, John? You are an author. I want to get into your book later as well. A trainer and also a naturopath. Just such an array of knowledge that you have. John, welcome. Let's get you on here.
Well, thank you, Sarah. As we were talking about before this started, when people ask, what do you do? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. And you look at the background, this is not on my path of life where I started, you know, long ago. So yeah, it is interesting how life takes you on these different journeys, isn't it?
I have to say though, because your background, you're with GE right now. You've also been with IBM. What got you into studying naturopathy?
Well, it's not like I woke up one day in IBM and just said, you know, I'm not busy enough. I think I'll be a naturopath today. You know, as with many of us, I got sick and the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. So my engineering brain kicked into problem solving on the body, and I started studying and got fascinated with it and found my passion, which is to teach people about the world of natural health and healing. And I kind of went from there.
Which, you know, that's what we're bringing this series to light, is how we can be more proactive rather than just reactive. So let's just jump right into it. And when have you been traveling lately?
I went to Hawaii last fall, which was fabulous. I'm very thankful to go. It's one of my favorite places on the planet. So not too much, though.
Okay. What were some of the precautions that you took before getting on that flight? Talk us through what that journey was.
Well, a lot of it is prep beforehand, in terms of everything I talk about falls under the category of reducing stress, because the more you can reduce your stress, the more your immune system can do what it knows how to do, which is keep us well. So planning ahead, packing ahead, not last minute freaking out, oh my God, I didn't order this or have this. So get your stuff together ahead of time. You know, I have packing lists and things that I talk about. And then also taking your supplements, exercising, doing all those things to prepare your body, because it is stressful. It's more stressful today than normal, but it's still stressful to leave the house because your routine changes and there's so many things that impact you that's outside your control. So you've got to be able to deal with those. So bringing all the goodies with you, your tools, whether they're essential oils or supplements or music or whatever, those are the things that I focus on. So that's a big part of it, is the prep and that first part of the journey.
What if I were to open up what that bag has, all of your goodies that you mentioned, what's in there?
Well, I have my regular bag with my stuff, right? My regular supplements that I take, you know, vitamin C and zinc and all the different, I do whole food supplements and herbs, lots of those. I've got some bars in there, healthy bars that are very, very low sugar, and lots of different food, nuts and seeds and things like that. And then I have what's called my just in case bag that I speak about. And people go, yeah, what's in that bag? Well, the just in case bag is what's filled with the things like, charcoal, activated charcoal, or there's supplements I take called Gastrex that you have if you eat something that is not going down well. Those are just in case. So you need digestive things, you need things to help you sleep, you need things that I'm starting to feel like I got a scratchy throat. Because when I used to travel for IBM, I would travel internationally and I'd be gone for maybe 15, 16 days on these trips or longer. And I remember like flying to Argentina, I'm there day two, I'm starting to feel the scratchy throat. Oh man, I'm getting sick, and I'm going to Peru in a week. This can't happen. I can't get sick. So I pull out the just in case bag, take all my immune boosting supplements, cut out the sugar, dairy, and wheat. Those are the killers for your health. Remove sugar, dairy, and wheat, drink water, go to bed, and woke up the next day and felt great. And first thing is just to be thankful, because it didn't used to be that way. And for a lot of people, they start to feel that way, and then they go eat, you know, bagels and drink a soda, and the next thing you know, they're sick. And it's like, oh, there's no way I can control it. Sometimes you can't.
I have to agree with you there as well. I mean, we have a very similar mindset when it comes to health and well-being, especially with travel. And you mentioned about cutting out dairy, and that is something 100%. When I'm traveling, I don't usually eat dairy anyway. It's more of a stomach issue. But I found when I was able to tolerate it in the past, same thing that you're saying, if I had dairy, I would get sick very, very fast. So it's a, you know, you mentioned, let's go through those again. Just said them fast. It's wheat, dairy, and sugar.
Sugar is the key. Sugar knocks down, you know, half a can of soda will knock down your immune system by 50% for up to 8 hours. So if you are not feeling well and you go just, I'm just going to have a piece of pizza and a half a, you know, just a glass of soda, I'm not going to eat much. But you've had the wheat, the sugar, and the dairy, and it's just, it's like putting, you know, fuel on this fire. So the dairy just kind of creates mucus in the body. The sugar knocks down the immune system. And wheat, in fact, grains in general are sugar, right? They're one metabolic step away from sugar. So sugar, I mean, people want to short, and they probably do this with you too when you go speak. Well, I don't want to listen to you talk for an hour and a half. Just tell me what's the worst thing I can eat. All right, sugar. There's other things, but sugar in its various forms because it comes in different flavors.
Well, and that's a very key point because there are some sugars. So for example, I just had strawberries. There's sugar in strawberries. It's very different than the sugar in the pizza, the tomato sauce that you're talking about, correct?
Right. Or the donuts. Or the bagels. Yeah.
Bagels, you know, and I find it fascinating when in a lot of lounges, and we'll take a turn from food and after wrapping this, but the bagels, you will think that they're harmless, but they're in all the lounges. And I'm like, that's one of the worst things. And then people slab, you know, the peanut butter on top of it, which has more sugar, and it's, and then jelly. And it's like a big, exactly. You know, when you can be grabbing for something so much fresher. And I always recommend something that's closest to its source that doesn't have a barcode. So instead, like opt for the guacamole or get the, you know, the banana that comes in its own little encasing. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And things that come with their own enzymes to digest themselves, right? So fruit, we know, will go bad. And we want to eat things that will go bad. Because if you've had something in the kitchen or in your pantry for like 3 months and it's not rotting, then that's not what you want to put in your body because it's not really food, right? So we want to eat things that grow. Like, what's that?
It makes you wonder for sure.
Well, it does. And there's stuff, I know. Now, the stuff I have in there that's kind of long term is because I'm a crazy eater. You might be there too. But I go and I buy these big things of seaweed. And so it's the dried seaweed. And those stay for a while. And I eat lots of nuts and seeds. And but anyway, yeah, absolutely right. Things that grow. But even on the fruit side, I don't adhere to a diet, but I adhere more to keto than anything else. Just taking out those high sugar fruits. So I pretty much only eat berries because the other ones, other than maybe green apples and grapefruits, because the other fruits, unfortunately, while they're awesome, and like when I was in Hawaii, they have lilikoi and papaya and mangoes, and oh man, those are good. And I eat some. And you have them. You're in Florida, so you've got all this stuff. You know, I don't just to go get pick things off a tree here. I probably could, but I don't have any. But yeah, you're right.
So when you're, what travel do you have projected in the future? And I really want to own in on what this evolution, because before all of the pandemic, travel still, like you said, was stressful. Now that added layer on top of it, you know, what are you planning to not only just personally change yourself, but also recommend to other clients when you're speaking? What do you plan to add into that?
I don't, you know, surprisingly, I don't know that I would add a whole lot more because I already kind of took account for the germs and things that are out there. Some of the things people don't realize, you know, some of the germiest things you'll find on your trip. Number one is the security tray at the airport. And the second one that very few people think about is the pen when you check in at the hotel. So many people have touched that thing. So just, I think it's an increased awareness around those things, the remote control in the hotel room. Now, these facilities and airplanes and everything, they're doing their job to make that a lot better today. So they are disinfecting things for us and it makes it a little bit better. But my focus is and always will be on how do I boost my immune system to fight off anything? Because it's not just a specific named thing or virus that's coming at us. There's so much out there all the time that we're breathing. And our body has the ability to fight that stuff off for the most part, if we'll give it what it needs and take away the things that are hurting it. So I don't know that I'm going to would change my recommendations more than just increase the awareness of the eating thing. So don't, you know, avoid sugar, dairy, and wheat when you're feeling sick turns into avoid sugar, dairy, and wheat, period. Because you want your immune system to be heightened and be able to fight off anything that's coming in. So focus on it from that level and kind of do all the things that I used to talk about. If you feel like you're getting sick, now I'm going to say, you know, they're really important because you want to boost your immune system.
Boosting the immune system has been, you know, it's something that you've talked about, you've been doing, but it's actually, it's one of the trending topics for 2021 in wellness, which I'm like, it's interesting because it's the same thing that we've been, you know, I won't say preaching to not sound like.
We have been preaching, Sarah.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. We've been preaching. Yeah, we have.
Call it what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we have been preaching. And now, you know, I was just reading an earlier study with my parents are getting the vaccination and they did the one step and I recommended to them, you know, something that's coming out after is the awareness that you have to still keep your immune system high. And I said, well, of course, because you're getting knocked down by what is a vaccination. So what would you recommend, you know, or even just a headliner to people who, you know, we feel like the superpower of getting a vaccine, but is that really the case? You know, what it's still the importance of keeping your immune system high no matter what, because even if it's not a COVID, it can be a number of other viruses. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's the important thing with all this is taking responsibility for our health. And it's for some people, they think, yeah, let me just go do this thing and then I'll be okay. And well, not really. Depending on your lifestyle, you may need to change a lot. But it's all the things that you and I speak about and teach about, right? You've got to exercise. You just do. You've got to drink a ton of filtered water. You just do. You got to eat the right foods and avoid the wrong foods. I spend a lot of time talking about electromagnetic fields and being aware of those because they impact your body and your energy field and knock you down. You've got to work on your sleep. You got to work on your mental state. These are all not so sexy things, but they're foundational and I can't get away from them. So just because you get some kind of a shot is not going to make that go away. And if you look at, you know, the issues in the U.S. specifically, we have a pretty unhealthy population to start with. And so that's what's sad to me is that in the mainstream, you do not hear them talking about the things you and I are talking about. It's all about wearing a mask and social distancing and getting a shot. But what about supporting our body to be healthy? So that's, you know, that's my take on it.
We talked about in the airplane. What about the airport itself? What kind of health and safety tips can we take away?
Well, when you look at the whole stress thing, one of the key things I focus on is looking at the senses. So where are we getting the stress? So I told you about an invisible one that you can't see, the EMFs. And you're in an airport, the biggest stressor is noise. It's just bustling. So put on those noise-canceling headphones are an absolute must. Invest in a great pair and wear them a lot. I do. I put them on like right at the beginning of my trip. So walking to the airport, listening to calming music, again, reducing stress, so helping to calm you down. The other part is not falling victim to the shiny lights and all of the foods and things that are there, picking healthy choices and walking, Sarah. That's a big one. As you know, it's when you see, I tell you, see the moving sidewalk, it's great. Don't take it. You see this the escalator, don't take it. You know, we need to walk. So I go to my gate, I make sure everything's cool, and then I walk back and forth from gate one to gate 50 at DFW. You know, and just go back and forth because we're sitting forever.
It's a huge airport. Anybody who has not huge.
It is huge. And your gate is always the farthest one. But that's okay.
I think I was going when I was passing through, as I told you, I was passing through DFW 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And I landed in Terminal D and I had to get over to A. And it was, I mean, A was the complete opposite, even where I got dropped off from the tram, which I had to take, it's still a lengthy walk. Right. But you're right, it feels good to move your legs. I had a carry-on, so it's also giving me a little bit of an arm workout. And you think it sounds silly, but I will think, like, if I were to have this cup, and I think of it like a bank, for all these little tips and things that we're talking about, you start to fill your bank with, you know, a quarter for each little health thing that you're doing. Before you know it, you have a cup full of well-being or wealth because you have added all those little pieces up together, which is how you're able to stay healthy, how this Miamian now can go to Denver and back and be completely fine. I feel more confident, I said, getting on an airplane right now than going to my local Target or something because of the different, I have more control over things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I think it's like you mentioned before, how we're empowering ourselves to take better care of our own health. And perhaps you'll agree, it's an opportunity right now as we move into what is healthier travel.
Well, I'm building the keynote of a lifetime with my past year. I've gone through a major life transformation over here in so many different ways. And I call last year, I've reframed it as my pandemic retreat that I never signed up for. So I have learned an incredible amount. And one of the things that we really need to talk about here that I think is critically important is mental health, which today is really, really difficult. It was hard enough before because our hamster wheel life, we're going faster and faster and faster, and we're just spinning in circles. And it's kind of getting back that way. Things slow down. People have maybe taken a break, but it's really stressful. So the first thing I would just say to people is, it's okay not to be okay. I was not okay last year. I went through some very difficult times in the mental state. It's just harder when you travel because, again, now, especially if you're at home with support and now you're in a hotel room by yourself, it's really difficult. So you've got to account for that. You know, using things like essential oils and music and friends, you know, phone a friend, talk to people. You got to reach out. And so I just encourage people because there's a lot of folks that are scared of traveling and they get nervous flying anyway. Today, it just jacks it up even more. And again, as the stress goes up, immune system goes down, and then you become more susceptible. So I would just add that piece about the mental health because, gosh, we need it today.
It's so important. What kind of, you know, I'm trying to get into some of the details and really, I won't unravel all of your keynote. I'll leave some. But I would love to know what are those essential oils and what kind of music works for you? I know it's all different for all of us, but what works for you?
Yeah, I like, my favorite group is Secret Garden. I don't know if you've ever heard of them out of Europe, but I love Secret Garden. I love Kitaro and Yanni. So that genre of music is what I listen to. It's going on right now in the background here. And so that music, again, you're listening to that. So those way, it's all energies, just frequencies going in your ear to help to calm you down. And then when you're smelling, it's just frequencies coming in the olfactory and through your nose. And so find the oils that work for you. I like Young Living, so I use a lot of their blends, Peace and Calming and Joy and just straight up lavender when you get good lavender. Find the ones that calm you down before your trip and then bring them with you. And it's easy today to just get a small travel diffuser, put it in your hotel room. And again, it helps. If you're using them at home, now you got the smell, okay, I'm feeling okay. And then you put that smell in the hotel room, it's not going to bring back that same memory, right? That says, it's safe, it's okay here, I know this. So those are the big deals. I'll tell you, I do a plug. I happen to use an app called Insight Timer. There's plenty out there. There's Calm and Headspace and others. So I don't care which one you use, but I highly recommend you find one because for me, it's been just absolutely incredible. Not only for them, they have great music there, but they also the meditations and the guided imagery, and it just really helps to get out of this busy brain because I am a recovering overachiever perfectionist and there's nothing I can't overthink, Sarah. So I am getting much better at that because of my pandemic retreat.
Self-awareness is key. And we have quite a few meditations that are in the Sanctify app as well. So if you partner that with your lavender and you're in the hotel and you can stretch it out, I think that that's a really incredible combination. And the element of mental health is pretty much the connecting thread for all of that we're talking on, because you can be physically fit. You can eat really healthily, but unless you combine all of those together with good mental well-being, you know, it doesn't create your most optimal performance in both the boardroom or even in your bedroom, you know,
exactly.
The home office space that we're all, that's where I am right now. It's like a bedroom that's converted into a home office now. So
that's right. Well, I do. So in my practice, I do quantum biofeedback. So I work with clients all over the world to help them to balance themselves. And one of the things I often speak about is there's four bodies. You know, there's the physical that we know and love, like you talk about. Then there's the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And you've got to work on all four because you can't just look at one of them. Because I have people that come in that look great, but then when you get underneath, oh my God, they're a mess because of the traumas of their life. And these traumas are in there and they're blocking energy flow in the body. And as you block that flow, it manifests as symptoms, which could be pain or disease or whatever. But much like when you're driving along on the country and you see a river that's flowing, you know, and it's cooking along, everything's good, versus a lake that's stagnant and you see the green scum all over it, that's the way it is in our bodies. Think about that energetically. Is the more energy is flowing in a stream, the more health and wellness and vibrancy we'll have. And that's key in all four bodies.
As you try and clean it out a little bit, I think of, I imagine a rake, you know, that's kind of cleaning and erasing, like one of the Zen gardens.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would just help to clean out, you know, and it's important too to think, if I were a business traveler and I was, after everything that happened last year, and I am a business traveler, most of the 95% of the travel I do is for work.
Right.
If you're hearing all of this and you're like, yeah, okay, I have all of these things as far as like COVID, I have, you know, my spouse who's also giving me flack, like I don't want to go back on the road, but I know I need to for my job. So you have all of these conflicting messages at the same time. You know, what responsibility does this go back to the company?
Well, that's an interesting question. The company has to provide an environment of choice, because that's where it all starts, right? Is individual choice. I'm going to choose to be healthy. I'm going to choose to eat this and not that. I'm going to choose to exercise and take the stairs instead of the escalator. Companies have to allow that. I'm going to choose to stay at this hotel or that one, or take this flight or that flight, sit in the middle seat or, you know, whatever. So it's a tough one that I've been dealing with, and you have too, I'm sure, when you talk to companies, because they want to save money. But you realize that you're saving your budget over here in the travel side, but you're spending it because you're on insurance and other things, because your employee is now sick and or they're stressed out and they can't perform optimally. So you've got to look at the whole person of the employee and understand that it's more than just how much money can I save in this budget. You know, we need to stay at the cheapest hotels and get the cheapest flights, but it's stressful on the employee. So I think there's, of course, a balance. The companies have to invest more in this area and realize, and I know you and I speak the same language here on wellness. Wellness can't be this thing off to the side where, you know, oh, well, we'll throw it in and we'll talk about it because people already know that. I think this is going to escalate it to a higher level where it becomes a priority. And by that, I mean funding priority. We're going to put money into this program to make sure our people have the tools they need to be healthy. People have stuff to do it. And that's where you and I come in, right? We're the inspirational people that say, come on, now, you can do it. Come on, Sarah, I believe in you. You need some of that. You need the information as well. But ultimately, it's the individual's choice.
And it really does. It starts from the top as well. I think if I were a leader at one of these companies, I would try and reenact that myself to then trickle down the pyramid. And if I were, you know, say we were talking with a TMC or HR, you know, that little hurdle that you just talked about to say, I understand you're trying to cut back in XYZ. However, have you seen the broader spectrum? Because that can also tenfold. What would you recommend if you were talking with HR or TMC? How would you overcome that mental hurdle with them that it is worth ROI to change the budget shift with all the change that we have going on right now? It's a loaded question, I know.
That's a great question. I wish I had an answer, Sarah. I do not have an answer, because the hard part is, you know, it sits in different budgets. You know, that's the problem, is you got the travel managers here with the travel budget, but then you have people that are looking at the bigger picture. How much money are we spending on insurance this year? And dang, Sarah's been out for like 2 months this year. And that's got to impact productivity, but there's no system that pulls all that together to show the link of, oh, wow, if we had spent the money up front to make sure that Sarah had 4 weeks of vacation and she was well rested and took care of herself, she wouldn't be missing as much work, which costs us this much productivity, which is this much money to the company. You know, how much money does it cost to hire another Sarah? It costs a lot of money if you leave.
Priceless.
I know it's priceless. They can't. Most companies can't afford you, so that's why you're on your own. That's good.
I've been laid off. We all have a number, I know.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I knew it was a loaded question going into it, but I think it's something very valuable to bring up, because like you just said, it's all in different budgets, but how does one cohesively see that together, especially in a large corporation? It's easier in small businesses because you you are seeing the aggregate sum. However, as a business entity, you have all these different silos. So now putting a priority in another great line that you shared, it's no longer a, yeah, we're going to back burner this until 2024. This entire pandemic has pretty much created this, you know, volcanic effect that it's now a necessity in order to continue to move forward. And as we, you know, with Sanctify, with our own personal endeavors and what we're creating, that it becomes that forefront conversation. And to really bust the idea that wellness travel and healthy travel is not a yoga retreat in Costa Rica. It is what you're doing, you know, the week before. It is what you're doing 72 hours before, what you're doing the day of, the day after, during your trip, all of that. Because the entire world of business travel that we did know before has now pretty much just, you know, it's like spaghetti. It's been thrown up and it's on the ceiling and seeing what now falls. Yes. So how do we create something that is so much better? So I want to end on one more final question with you.
Let me make a comment on that real quick. I do want to do the Costa Rica yoga retreat. I think that would be great. Part of this was kind of a back-end thing for you and I. I don't want to be the breakout speaker anymore. I want Sarah and John to be the keynote speakers, because this topic deserves, if it's not us, it's somebody that's making this an important point. You know, I worked with a small company that had their retreat, 25 people, and I went and spoke there, and it was like the top, one of the best topics, because everything you talked about for travel wellness is true, but it's the same if you're not traveling. It's just harder when you are traveling, right? So we have to remember that it's not just about the travel piece. So that's why I love what Sanctify is doing and all the work that you do. It's great, but we have to remember that it's bigger than that, right? And it goes back to all wellness, because even for those of the employees that don't travel, and there's going to be less of it, you know, let's admit it. Zoom is going to be here for a while, and we're going to do a lot more remote meetings, which I think is great. You know, I have a very large territory that I work with, so I'm thankful to do things that's more effective at times and it's more acceptable. So there's going to be a large portion now that don't travel as much as they did. So we want to make sure we help them as well. And it's the again, same information. It's just a little harder when we travel.
Certainly. And now they're doing a lot of hybrid. So yes. Some people who are not traveling in for, say, from China to come to Texas. However, everyone in the United States will come to Texas. And then we're going to add in, you know, AV services. So there's a hybrid of events that are going to be happening as well, which, you know, either way, it's still, how are you mentally preparing? And I will say, for anybody who's doing Zooms, I personally do a lot of blue light blocking. I don't know if you have one of these, John. I do blue light. People are like, you wear glasses? And I says, nope. And I want to keep it for a long time.
I love it. Good for you. Yeah, no, I don't have any of those, but I've seen them at events. The Maui Gym people have those. I remember seeing them. Blue light blockers. That's good.
Yes. And it keeps anti-aging. We're all, you know, in the land of Miami, it's too easy to stick a needle in you. So it's, you know, sometimes it's just a little bit of blue light.
Well, yeah, I know. You're going to be like 75 this year, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
You look so young. We're all young at heart. I only age every other day. That's what I've directed my cells to do.
Everybody last year said that their birthday didn't count. I was like, I love birthdays. I'm really cool with mine.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Exactly.
I think that there's it's the power of perspective. It's the power of choice. Like you said before, last year can be seen as a blessing in some ways as well, that we've now been shaken up. And now we have the opportunity to reinvent, to recreate. You have illustrated that yourself. And I think we have the same opportunity to do that here with travel. So three quick takeaways that you can recommend. You know, we talked on a broad range of subjects, but for the business traveler who is about to embark on their next trip, takeaways.
Number one, get your bottle of water. Either bring it with you or get it as soon as you get through security of filtered water, and drink a lot. If you think you're drinking enough, you're not. That's the number one cause of jet lag, and you need that for everything. Avoid sugar, dairy, and wheat is number two, right? So it's the food that we eat. Choose to exercise. Walk to the restaurant instead of taking the Uber and the taxi. Take the stairs to your hotel room. Try and get a floor on the 7th or 8th floor. You know why the 7th or 8th floor? I don't know if you've heard this before. I learned this. Is that's the highest you can get to with a fire truck ladder. So if you had to get out, they could get you out of the 7th or 8th floor. which is handy. But it also is a reasonable amount of stairs to take to go to your room. So I check in and I go up the elevator with my bag, and then after that I take the stairs. So those are the three big ones. I think water, avoiding sugar, dairy, and wheat, and exercise where you can would be my three biggies.
Good ones. John, where can we find you?
You can find me on my website is travelbalance.net, T-R-A-V-E-L-B-A-L-A-N-C-E. So that's my book, Travel Balance, that I wrote with all these details, tips, and more in there about how to stay healthy on the road as well as at home. Again, it's very similar. So today I shifted my keynote presentation. I call it Wellness in the Storm, which is about how do we stay well in the midst of all of this chaos in our world, and speaking again to all four bodies, and it's important.
And you are also a part of Sanctify as well. So some of your content featured on our own platform, our app. So we thank you for sharing your insight here in this interview, for being a part of our family as well, and for being truly a voice of well-being in a broad spectrum, but particularly in travel. So thank you, John.
Thank you, Sarah, for doing what you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You as well. I want to give a big thank you, John, for being a part of this interview and our Traveler Reset Sanctify series. Stay tuned for more in our upcoming episode, Rebuilding Traveler Confidence in the New Healthy Travel Landscape. Signing off, Sarah Kirkoni. Thank you.